T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
Hey, you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, you know what that means. It's 2 o'clock on a Friday, and we are very glad that you are here. We're going to have a little Ask Me Anything here in just a second. So if you have questions that you want the show crew here to answer, please send them in. I didn't promote this as much as I usually do, so if you don't send in questions, we're going to go with most of Wiggins's, and you know how that's going to go.
It's going to go great. That's how it's going to go.
Wow. You know what's great? We ordered Emo's. Mm-hmm. Our friends at Emo's, who we were talking about them the other day. We're talking about our Emo's order, and they sent us a bunch of delicious stuff and some gift cards. So we ordered Emo's today, and it got here. Not anybody's fault, but it got here right before we started the segment.
Right now.
So we're all sitting here. What, you're standing right in front of, like, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I got wings. I got some boneless.
Annie and I are sharing
wings.
A fork.
We are not sharing a fork. And if you touch my fork, I'm going to smack your hand.
I'll wipe it off.
Boop your hand.
I'll wipe it off before I use it. And I'll give it back to you and I'll wipe it off before you even use it with a disinfectant wipe.
Oh, Clorox, yummy.
I love that flavor.
I got boneless wings, sweet and tangy boneless wings. What'd you get?
I got the lunch special with the cheese pizza, cheese garlic bread, and a drink.
I just kept pulling food out and going, whose is this? Whose is this?
And
Hannah
saying,
kept saying, mine. That's mine. That's mine. That's mine too. So cheese pizza and cheese bread for Hannah, not Karen. Ryan?
You probably know this about me. I am not a salads, vegetables guy.
I'm blown away.
I know,
this is
right?
The reason we're talking
so
about
I this. Should be getting toasted ravs, pizza, because I do like that. But Emo's salad is that good that if I get the opportunity, I usually get an Emo's salad.
Chef's salad. I don't even like salad, but that looks very,
it's, there's
very
so
good.
Much meat. It's,
that looks that, really
that's
good.
Probably
do you actually
why I love
eat the
it.
Lettuce, or did you just eat the toppings?
The lettuce is almost like a garnish.
He's just trying to connect with it.
To the rest of this meat.
So you get a
shovel.
Ryan gets a chef salad with what kind of dressing?
House.
From Emo's?
Emo's House.
Emo's Italian House.
Yep.
Delicious. Brad?
So I get the Emo's salad, and then I just modify it a little bit, and I have them add chicken to it, and so I get that with ranch dressing.
Fair enough. All right. A little bit different from person to person, and... it's really riveting.
Wow, mine's really healthy, guys.
Really riveting to watch on the breaks while we eat as much food as we possibly can in 3 minutes.
Yeah. So if you're thinking about advertising, today is the day. You want an ad? Why don't you start right now?
All right, let's get to it. Ask me anything on a Friday afternoon. Let's hit it.
If you have anything to ask me, just go ahead.
I want the truth!
Say it.
Thank you for your honesty.
You can't handle the truth!
I'm the truth!
I'm going to go to Ryan first so we get one of his out of the way, and then we'll go to Hannah to ask a couple maybe from the live chat, the Annie Fry YouTube live chat, where you can vote in the live chat poll, which is your favorite Twitter take from Elon Musk. Stop the war on straws, don't disinformation, chocolate milk is insanely good, or 69.420% of statistics are false. That's the YouTube live chat right now. Which one do you feel the most? And I don't know if Brad has any Ask Me Anythings, but he is still a little upset about how this went the last time we did it.
Oh, boy.
2 weeks ago. And
that went really off the
rails. Ryan and I have no apologies for that.
No, I don't know.
What's your favorite bionic appendage?
Wait,
Brad, what? What did you say?
I don't know that I said a thing in that the rest of the
time. Yeah, you just stopped.
People commenting about that.
Yeah.
I wish they would not.
We for weeks have had people saying stuff about that.
I think the question was, what body part would you
replace with a robot part?
Yeah.
And it was like, what do you think, Brad?
And then the dude goes and says, my heart, because you've had three heart attacks.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And it's like, oh.
That's right. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Laughing.
Laughing. You're crying over there.
I was a mess. And it was the whole time we're laughing at the obvious. I mean, you guys were all thinking heart, too, right?
Yeah.
It's just hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, like Tin Man. Like, we're all thinking, oh, Wizard of Oz is such a funny movie.
Laughing like 12-year-old boys. And then he says that, and we're like, we're the worst people.
Yeah, he goes,
we
yeah, you know what?
I'd reel it back in.
Really like to get a new heart. Oh, crap.
Ryan, what were you thinking?
Apparently not that.
Oh.
You know what? Now I kind of want to go watch The Wizard of Oz and see how they handled that.
Yeah. Or the other version.
Whoa, Back to Oz is really dark. And 21st, graphic.
21st century version of The Wizard of Oz. Everything gets a little updated. That could be the name of the movie.
Oz updated.
Everything gets updated. If I only had a brain. Anyway.
If I only had a friend, but I've been here alone.
What's your
question?
That's
how the movie starts. My question is, if waterbeds, would you want waterbeds to make a comeback?
No, they're bad.
Did you ever have one?
I've slept on them. I've slept on them like maybe three consecutive nights. No bueno.
Why were waterbeds a thing in the 80s?
I don't know. I think Edward Scissorhands is the reason they stopped being.
Because people were worried about having Scissorhands friends?
Doesn't he poke in the movie like, and it's like exploding everywhere?
But I would just question how that would make it into real life. That people would go, oh man, I see that.
They get punctured. I don't understand the
Is
whole
there
idea.
Like a benefit of a waterbed? Like, who would be like, I really want one of those?
You can like launch people on the other side if you jump in accurately. Mm-hmm.
I think the idea was that it was a luxury thing. That, wow, man, that's like a new way of sleeping on a waterbed.
You could literally sleep on water.
Who in here has slept in a waterbed?
I have.
My entire childhood.
I've tried.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't do it?
Can't do it.
Why not? Because it's uncomfortable?
Yes.
Incredibly.
Here's the problem. The one that I slept on for years was basically a big ball bladder that you filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to even out where you're sleeping on, you know, what feels like a level waterbed. Well, mine was a big bulbous ball. And so
watch your language.
You'd have to, I would sleep, and I didn't know any better because I was so little. I was like, oh, it's just, what to do? I slept kind of wedged into the corner of where the waterbed met the wall of the thing.
Did you like it?
No.
No.
And the older I got, the more I realized this is a problem. And there was no heater in it. So the thing was always freezing cold.
Jackie says on YouTube, ours was heated in the winter. I didn't know that they did that.
Yeah, you had to. Otherwise, the water would get so cold that you'd lay on it and it was like jumping into a pool this time of year.
That might feel good on like achy muscles, though.
Yeah.
For a bit.
I like to sleep cold. I might like that.
Well, then you should get an 80s waterbed.
Vicky says, I slept so much better on one. So there are people out there who liked them. Well, I'm not one of those people.
I wonder if you could still get those at all, if they sell, or if you have to buy a used one, or if they actually sell new waterbeds now.
If you ever get fired from here, you're going to try to business venture.
Yeah.
Waterbeds.
Wiggins Waterbeds. Hey, you want a waterbed? Then come to WW.
You would sell waterbeds.
WW.
You'd sell extra for the water you got to put in it. It'd be like a whole program. You try to sell them a special water.
Yeah.
That does it. I mean, you did fill it with regular water, right?
Oh yeah, but you had to put like just like a pool. You had to put cleaners in it and stuff.
Nightmare.
Otherwise, it fills with algae. You're sleeping on an algae bed. It's disgusting.
Kind of like Tamatoa and Moana, the big crab.
I did.
Took a barnacle and covered it with. Except for he says algae. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
The guy who sings Shiny.
Nope.
Shiny.
Nope. Completely beyond me.
Gosh dang it! It's a good movie.
You haven't seen Moana?
My kids have watched Moana about 15 times, and I have no interest in it.
It's a good one.
Ryan sits in the other room smoking a pipe and listening to his record player.
That's right.
What kind of pipe are you smoking?
Corn cob.
Okay.
Yep. Got my little button nose. Boop.
It's one of the few appropriate answers. And strangely predictable. It's not even lit.
just blows bubbles.
It just looks cool. We're like, oh man, that looks classy. Wait a minute.
You remember, I don't know if they still make these, and Hannah, I don't know if I'm dating myself, but do you remember when we were kids, you would get like from a carnival or something, the little birds that you'd put water in and you'd blow them and they would like kind of warble tweet? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember having a red one and you would just blow into the thing and it looks like a little, I'm thinking it's like somewhat similar to a corncob pipe in the size and whatever. But yeah, you put water in it and you blow in it and then it would sound like a bird. It sounded a lot like a bird.
No.
Okay. Careful. Anyway. Dang, Amy on Ryan. YouTube says Moana is the best Disney movie. So it's my top three.
It's a sweet one. Balls commented on our YouTube and asked, who on the AFS crew would pull a Fauci if you got to throw out the first pitch at a Cardinals game? What does that mean?
I think it means bouncing it or throwing it way off target. I think that's what that means.
Who would it be?
Wiggins.
No way, man.
I bet you don't even know how to hold
strike.
A baseball.
Steve Reich. I wanted to be a pitcher when I was a kid.
That doesn't mean you'd be good at it.
You probably wanted to be an astronaut, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a dinosaur.
Yeah.
And you had a waterbed and you slept in the corner.
That's right. That's how they isolated me from the world. Go if get you in your corner
on,
bed.
If we went to Busch Stadium right after the show and you stood on the mound and had Brad behind the plate framing a strike straight down the middle, you hitting the strike? You hitting the glove?
Yeah, I am.
No chance.
wait here, Boop. What's the chances that you bounce it or throw it wildly?
No.
We're talking about you.
That is a fair question, but not in the context of what you can do.
I can throw a strike.
You're confident?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the distance between the mound and home plate is. I don't have a strong arm. But I could definitely get it right down the center.
You don't have to throw. Like,
I don't think I could throw 100 miles an hour right down the center, and you know, I probably can't even throw 80 miles an hour.
I'm actually surprised that you.
I can pretty much guarantee you can't.
Yeah, think that you can do that.
Can I throw 65 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Is that right about where I'd be?
A strike?
It wouldn't be a frozen.
That's what I'm saying. It would be kind of a lob, right? But would you throw a strike, Brad? And would it be a lob or would it be right? You know, a piper.
Probably be a piper at this point.
How fast is that?
I don't know, 70?
That's not that much faster than what I'm throwing.
5 miles an hour makes a huge difference in baseball.
Not to a professional.
But I don't have that strong of an arm.
So you're throwing a strike. Are you throwing a strike?
Not a chance.
So you'd be the Fauci.
I can't throw baseball.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Softball?
Yes.
Can you throw a softball overhand or is it just underhand that does it?
I can throw a softball better overhand than I can a baseball, for sure. It is an incredibly different thing to throw a softball mm-hmm. than it is a baseball. I only ever played softball. Pitching was always underhand. I pitched one season for a summer softball team that needed a pitcher, and I filled in, and it wasn't good. I was a catcher, so I can throw a strike from home plate to second base
mm-hmm.
overhand. But I also, and this is something I don't really like to talk about, but I also was in track, and I did discus, and I did shot put. And I would do 45 minutes of track practice and then go to softball practice. And it in my senior year, I went to state in discus, but it screwed up my, because the way you put a shot and the way you throw a ball are entirely different motions, and I screwed it all up. So my son practices fielding balls with me throwing them because you never know where it's going to go. If I had the opportunity to throw out a first pitch, I can't think of anything that would be more cool to do, and I don't know if I would accept it because I don't have confidence that I would.
Really? You wouldn't even try?
No.
You'd be too embarrassed.
Now, hitting, let's do that.
You'd get up there,
yeah.
Have Flaherty throw you a fastball. Jordan Hicks.
Maybe somebody who's not injured. I don't, man. As long as, no, I would be willing to stand in a batter's box with a professional baseball player pitching. I'm not swinging at it.
How familiar are you with the softball world as it is now? Are you plugged in? Not at all?
What do you mean?
Like, do you know the rules and...
Did it change?
Well, I ask because my dad, Bob Wiggins, is a softball legend.
The
Bob Wiggins is a softball legend. Growing up, that's where I lived, was at softball fields. He played all the time. At the time, in the early 80s and 70s, as far as I understand, I've never seen this, in softball... There was something called unlimited arc.
Yes.
Yes?
There's
right?
leagues like that.
There's still leagues like that.
Yes.
That's why I'm asking, because that fascinates me. Do you know what this is? Mm. You can throw the ball from the mound as high as you want. As long as it drops behind the plate, it's still a strike.
Hmm. No, I've never heard of that in competitive softball.
So, like, the league I play in, it's a 5 foot.
Is this a men's league thing that you're talking about?
I don't know, I guess.
It's a slow pitch thing, but it's a five. We play with a 5 to 10 foot arc. So, like, 12 foot's an illegal pitch, and you can swing at it if you want, but if not.
But it has to be higher than two.
Five.
You can't be too low.
Right.
So you can't be thrown in rise balls and stuff.
Well, you can if they get over 5 foot.
Sure. Good luck.
But that apparently it was almost impossible. If you could get a good enough pitcher who would throw it straight up, and it would just come down, boom, right behind the plate.
Well, as far as legendary slow pitch softball goes, no, I know nothing about that.
Okay.
Competitive fast pitch softball, we didn't really worry about how high the ball went. It was more about how fast it went and how much it moved.
Yeah.
And as a catcher, I can tell you there's some crazy stuff that people can do with it.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I remember one time in high school, we weren't very good when I was in high school.
Okay.
It's really hard to be a catcher on a really bad softball team. But we would have pitchers pitching in our practice. It was not when I was a senior, but it was earlier. And we would take batting practice off of our own pitchers, but they would hit us a lot. We would get a lot of HBPs in batting practice, which made me a little scared of the ball. But I remember one time the baseball team we were practicing inside, which we've gone and talked about before, but yes, we had practice inside. And the baseball coach was mad at his players. He was like, Annie, get in here. I was going to say my last name, but I'm not going to do that here. Annie, get in here. Take some BP. And so I went in, and I was off of the distance of baseball compared to softball. And it took me probably 5 pitches to wait long enough for a ball out of a pitching machine to get to me. Because the distance is so stinking close in softball compared to baseball. And once I got it, I can hit very well. But fielding, like if I ever get asked to go play on a co-ed softball team, which from time to time I am, especially when they, you know, need girls, it is, I'm always like, can I DH? Because you do not want me in the field. I'm an athletic person, but defense and softball is bottom of the barrel worst I am in sports.
Just put you behind the plate.
I played on a co-ed league, and our first baseman was a pitcher through college, and I would play third base, she'd play first base, and we'd get a guy on second base. And so ground ball to third baseman, you pick up, and I'd just come up firing to first base. And that guy always thought he could get to third. And she'd catch it and push off the base underhanded across the field with just a seed.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, more questions with Ask Me Anything. You need to go vote in that Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Which is your favorite Twitter take from Elon Musk? Here are your options. Stop the war on straws. I love that one. Don't disinformation. Chocolate milk is insanely good. Or 69.420% of statistics are false. These are all actual things that Elon Musk has tweeted within the last week or two amidst his purchase of Twitter, which is on hold for a second, but I think it's going to get back on track here shortly. More Ask Me Anything. If you've got a question you want to ask, put it in the live chat. We'll be back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Listening to the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. It's Friday the 13th. Does that mean anything to you guys?
It's interesting, but it doesn't really change the way I go about my day. Is anybody...
I have had pretty bad luck today, but that's every day, so nothing different for me.
Wow.
That would sound deep and scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
On the air? Does Friday the 13th mean anything to you, Brad?
No. Not really, no.
I think, like, before kids, when I had options with my life, it might have meant, like, hey, let's watch scary movies tonight or something. But
yeah, maybe. I can't think of anybody even in my life that I've ever known that cared or did anything differently on Friday the 13th.
I think I might watch 2,000 Mules tonight. That might be scary.
Yeah, it kind of is. Teachers, if there's a full moon, you know how you find out? Because the teachers post about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nurses, too.
Yeah.
I see nurses who will comment about, like, you can tell it's a full moon tonight because weird stuff happens. I wonder if there's a statistically provable survey out there or something that talks about the corresponding full moon with
behavior.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the reason why people say that there could be something to that? Because
no.
they say, well, scientifically.
Werewolves?
Yep, that's it.
That's exactly.
It's werewolves. Yeah.
Scientifically.
No, they say that when because the moon affects the tide and the gravitational pull, that when it's a full moon, that you could be talking about the fluid within a human body reacting a little bit differently and affecting your moods or your behavior.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would do, but I could see
that's
there being something.
That's as far as you read.
I read paragraph 2 and I'm like, oh, okay, what's next?
All right. You want to do a little more Ask Me Anything? You got another one?
I do. Let's do it. All right.
What was your first one?
Waterbeds.
Oh, yeah.
WW.
Wiggins Waterbeds.
At what point is it socially unacceptable to still have your Christmas lights up?
Ooh.
Socially unacceptable? So, like, outside or inside?
Not on, just up.
But outside?
Well, I guess we could probably answer both of those. Yeah, outside.
I don't think it matters. I think it's actually more acceptable if you actually turn them on. That's owning it.
So, like...
You could just be a super festive person.
March 1st... You're still turning them on. People are like, well, I guess it's just going to be the way it is.
What type of lights? Is it like just the yellow bulbs or is it like a Santa inflatable?
It's all of it. Yeah, it's the whole thing.
It absolutely depends on the context that the lights are presented in. Because if you have a really well-maintained house and you have your house lined with white lights and you're lighting them, I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
I'll agree with that.
If your lights are like half falling off of your gutters... And your inflatable Santa Claus is like passed out face first in your yard and you just didn't pick it up. Totally judging.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Is that
what
the
you one
guys
that have has. No, I'm not saying me or anybody else. I'm just saying.
Your neighbor to the left?
Nope. Nobody that I know at all. but I'm talking about like the Santa Claus, the snowman, the not white lights, but festive lights, you know, real Christmas
Epiphany.
Stuff.
Usually like January 6th.
Really? Not like you that. Think that fast?
You need to take them down when Epiphany starts. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the people who are leaving their Christmas lights are up like, what's the church calendar say about this? But, I mean, a lot of people will say you should have them down by New Year's. Like, New Year's is when you should take them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was one year where we had so much snow, like, over that week. And I remember we didn't get them down. It was like February because the roof was covered in ice.
Mm-hmm.
We have a... the roof is high, so it was unsafe.
I'm going to say leaving them up and on go all the way through January 31st.
Is okay.
Yeah.
January 15th, you get 14 days. On the 15th day, you better have them down.
I think I agree with Wiggins on this one.
He has the same attitude towards this as he has people who have to tell their kids no twice.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't like them. He doesn't
approve. And I will. I'll come over to your house and be like,
outside
no.
When I heard that yesterday.
You what?
I was face-palming when I heard that yesterday.
Brad, you have to understand, too, the difference between a stranger or an authority outside of the parental unit telling your kids to do anything is completely different than a parent doing it.
Which I would think a parent would be way more authoritative.
Totally opposite.
Ooh, that's a situational, though.
That's totally not the case.
If my
kids' teachers tell my kids to do the exact same thing that I've told them to do, they're going to yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, that teacher, and they're going to roll their eyes at me and... We're going to probably have to deal with that.
Yeah, but why do they yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, the teacher?
Because I taught them, right.
Because of you.
Sure.
100%. Because they're afraid of you. Yeah. So why couldn't you just use that same energy?
Oh, I do. Okay. Actually, I use a lot more energy at home when the disrespect comes my way. But it's just not the way it works.
Is that universal? Do you think that kids who have no discipline at home are more likely to listen to an authority outside of the home?
No, I'm saying the more discipline you have at home, the more you respect authority outside of the home. And
I
also am a firm believer from a psychology standpoint that kids, depending on what's going on in their life and how much they're stressed, might take out some frustration on you because they know you're a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is why if they're upset or something about something and they come home and you're like, I need you to go put your laundry away, or hey, don't take your shoes off there. Go take them upstairs and put in your closet. If they go, and they start to complain about something, I mean, there's no room for that, and you don't permit that, but they're going to react to that in an incredibly different way than they're going to react to a teacher or a coach or some other authority in their life than they are going to act to their parents.
It's amazing how much you have to, with other people's kids anyway, set the boundary before the thing even happens. There've been a couple situations, like a barbecue, for instance, where there's kids running around doing something that they're riding a line, and you know, those aren't my kids, so I'm not going to say anything yet, but if they cross it, maybe, but they're not near you, so they're not seeing what's going on, for instance.
I manage my kids in those situations, not other people's kids.
If they cross into my territory and start doing things to me or my food.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me or my children.
No.
And he went in a sharp turn to me or my food, not the people who I made. But the food that I made.
If they start running around and they're starting to like hit people's tray, like, you know, they're doing stuff that's like, that's inappropriate. I will have set the boundary a long time ago that if you come near me, you're going to get in trouble. And so it doesn't.
How much trouble can somebody else's child get in with you?
It's more the look. It's the teacher look. It's the sternness about it.
Yeah, but then what?
You're not going to mess with me, because if you do, you're going to have bigger problems. And so they respect that. And then they just don't do it.
How do you feel if your kids are doing something, behaving a certain way, and you are there and somebody says something to them in front of you?
Depends. Usually the kids are well-behaved enough that if they were out of line and somebody says something, they deserved it, and I'm okay with it. I've never really seen.
What if they didn't deserve it, though?
Then I'd have a problem, but I've never really seen that happen, where my kids are too well, you know, they don't want to cross lines publicly, and so they usually don't.
They're also still younger.
Yeah, they're not in that like 11 to 13 year old age where they can
really. There's a little bit of defiance.
Yeah.
It's not so much either about your kids specifically, but how they work in the context of the people who are around them, where maybe they're a party to something, they're not really the driver. One thing that frustrates me the most is like if we're outside and they're playing, and maybe they're being like loud and rowdy outside, but they're really not hurting anything. Essentially what they're doing is they're being kids. And then like this, somebody else in front of you will be like, hey, keep it down or something like that. I'm like, they're children and they're outside playing and I'm here. Like if it's a problem, I'll take care of it. Of course, if they are causing a disturbance for somebody, that's a different story, but I will step in that scenario. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That person that is going to cross, if it's the adult crossing the line, I'm fine with telling the adult the same way as I would be telling the kid. Like, hey, cool.
I would never say that to the adult, but I would stew on it. I would internalize it.
I mean, if it's doing something that I think is hurting my kid in some way, even if it's just emotionally, which is really, this sounds so bad as I'm even saying it.
Oh, boy.
But I would say something, though. I would say, hey, it's cool, man. Chill out.
If it was super egregious, I would probably say something vocally to the kid, like, you know, it's all right, Bobby. Just, you know.
So you're circumventing the adult by talking to the kid.
Side eyeing the.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You should do what the kid does and just walk up and knock their pork steak out of their hand.
What children are you around?
Yeah, I know. It's stupid barbecue. It's from like 2013.
Like
still sticking with me.
Still hanging on.
Man, that one was annoying.
Yeah. I don't know. People, it's very important for parents to parent their children in public, and you know, it's not common that people step in, but it's not unheard of.
We have a question that came in from Twitter. Who was your very first celebrity crush and why? Ooh. I don't know if why really needs to be emphasized.
Here's an interesting one.
They were hot.
I remember super having a huge crush on the Free Willy Kid.
Free Willy Kid, eh?
The Free Willy Kid.
The kid with the shaggy hair.
He kind of had a mullet.
Yeah.
You have a thing for long hair.
Yeah, I know.
Or you did.
Uh-oh.
What was his name? Free
Jimmy. That's his name in that movie.
Jason James Richter?
Pride.
Yeah, look at him. Look how cute he is. Oh my gosh, he kind of looks like
Free
Charlie.
Willy, starring Free Jimmy.
Does that not look a little bit like my
yes,
son?
Yes, it does look like Charlie.
Is that what he looks like in the movie?
Yeah.
He's older than I remember.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different movie.
Doesn't that look a little bit like
yes,
my son?
He
I think
does.
I'm thinking of the Three Ninjas kids.
What?
Maybe a crush on Tom.
Free Willy child star Jason James Richter sentenced to 4 days in jail after plea deal for domestic violence charge. I could have set him straight.
Yeah, you could have fixed him if you got him in time.
Oh, man, I had a savior complex. I like the bad boys. Never dated any of them.
Did you? Is it because of the savior complex that you had a crush on Free Willy kid, Free Jimmy? Because he was trying to also save a whale. He was saving someone, too.
He was troubled. I think his parents... Didn't his parents... Weren't they separating or something? I don't know. He was, like, under duress, and Willie became his buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Willie was his go-to.
I think my childhood crush was Matthew McConaughey, and it still is my celebrity crush.
Yeah, that's you don't need to let go of that one.
Yeah.
Did you vote for him in Texas just because you had a crush on him?
No.
Okay, good.
Give her a little more credit than that. Celebrity crush, Ryan?
Elizabeth Shue.
Who's that?
Just some super hot lady.
What was she in? Elizabeth?
Yeah, she was in Adventures in Babysitting, although that was before I was even
allowed
to care.
How do you spell her last name?
S-H-U-E. Elizabeth.
Karate Kid. That's why you're talking about Karate Kid.
Shoot. No, I didn't even care about that. I wasn't old enough to care. It was when I was, she was probably
in the
90s.
She's a middle-aged woman, right?
I know. Now I don't care. But then I did. Yeah, she's outside the purview of what I care about now.
Brad, who was your childhood
this
celebrity crush?
This girl right here? Her?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
why?
So.
Why? What?
I don't know.
No, Hannah, that's what we all look like in the 80s and 90s. There were no filters. There was not excessive makeup and Botox and all that stuff. Brad?
What's her name? Jodie Sweetin? Oh. She was Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Yep.
She was a drug addict.
Yeah. Dodged right? a bullet
He had a
there.
Savior complex, too.
She wasn't a drug addict on the show.
Oh, you just care
in
about
Full
her
House?
On-screen
yeah.
persona.
Oh, okay.
I thought you she's cared really about pretty. Her as a person,
yeah, she
Brad.
Is. Isn't she's she cute. Older than Candace... Cameron Bure? I think she's actually
oh, really?
Really?
Older.
I've never heard that before.
I'll do some research on the break.
I had a crush on just one of the Olsen twins.
Do you remember which one?
No.
It wasn't important.
Nah, I'm completely making this up.
Freddie Prinze Jr. was another one of mine. I loved Freddie Prinze Jr. And I follow him on Twitter. And like I think he's liked one tweet that I put out there one time. And it was from She's All That. Because somebody tweeted out, what's the grossest scene in a movie ever? Did you ever see She's All That?
No.
Oh, well, I'll just say the words he says is Hoover it, and it is the most disgusting thing. And I'll tell you off the air what the person is supposed to Hoover. But I tweeted that, and he liked it. It was a big deal for me and pretty much me only. I want to tweet at him, but he only tweets about wrestling and video games, and I got nothing. I see
Fortnite.
Your tweet.
Yeah, you play video games.
I'm pretty sure that if I tweet Fortnite at him, I will get blocked. I don't think that's what.
Just
he's
tweet
doing.
Him a picture of the Undertaker and be like, "This is the man from wrestling."
How do you spell that on Twitter?
This is the man. A lot of A's.
I don't even know what the Undertaker is. What's that from?
Oh man,
the Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Oh, this is wrestling, not video games. See, case in point. Annie, don't tweet Freddie Prinze Jr.
You
oh,
should.
And Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, yeah, JTT.
Yeah, but everybody had a crush
JTT.
On JTT.
Posters of Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, of course. We all did.
Sitting on a stool with a white background. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I actually wrote him a letter when I was in like fifth or sixth grade. And he personally sent me an autograph card back.
Was it really his autograph?
It was really his autograph. I assume he signed it, and I assume he signs a stack of them, and then his people sent him out. But I did get something autographed back from him.
How much would you say that you think you meant to him?
lots, according to 11-year-old Annie. Yeah. He quit acting to go get like a degree at Harvard or something like that.
It would have been really cool if you also had a crush on Freddie Prinze Sr.
Wasn't he a rock star or something?
I have no idea.
Let's look it up.
Okay. Well, we got a lot of things to Google, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get to the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Which one of these tweets from Elon Musk is your favorite?
Stop the war on straws. Don't disinformation. Chocolate milk is insanely good. And 69.420% of statistics are false. Back with that in a minute. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being here. Is this true? Brian on our YouTube said Fonzie was pretty cool until I realized he was like a 28-year-old dude living above the Cunningham's garage and dating 16-year-old chicks in high school.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's true.
Was he graduated out of high school?
I don't know. I think early on, the age gap wasn't so bad, but that show was on for so long that he was probably in his like mid-40s by the end of it. And it was getting a little weird when they were doing high school stuff.
He is two people to me, Fonz and the coach from Waterboy. Or dad? Or coach?
Yeah, he was a coach.
Coach.
Yeah, his career after Fonz has been so completely different from that character. You would never picture that that guy could play that character. Because everything he plays after Fonzie has been on the nerdy side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think probably at first it was on purpose, but that's just who he is.
Interesting. We've got a YouTube live chat poll today on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Hannah, what's the question and what are the results?
The question is, which is your favorite Twitter take from Elon Musk? Quote, stop the war on straws. Don't disinformation. Chocolate milk is insanely good. Or 69.420% of statistics are false. This is a pretty close poll. 28% of the people voted don't disinformation. 33% of the people voted 69.420% of statistics are false. 24% of the people voted stop the war on straws. And 15% of the people voted chocolate milk is insanely good.
So the statistics are false is winning.
Is the winner. Yep.
Brian, what's your favorite?
It's process of elimination because I do not like chocolate milk. So that one is a definite no.
That surprises me. I would have thought that
me
would
too.
Be
I'm shocked.
Totally up your alley.
There's
offended.
A lot you can
Why?
Do to milk that makes it better. Like, for instance, this chai tea that I'm drinking right now. You've made it cinnamon milk, basically. That's fantastic. I just don't care for chocolate that much.
What?
Other than fudge rounds. I'm a mysterious and deep man.
Do you like strawberry milk?
Not really. No, I don't. I like flavored milks, but I just don't like the common flavors. I think I like cookies
what flavors
and cream.
Do you
cookies
like?
And cream?
Is any others?
Mainly that one. So that one's a no.
Okay.
I really like the message of stop the war on straws and the statistics one, but I can't pass up a fantastic pun like don't disinformation. It's just a great tweet.
Yeah, that's three words, as in dis, like
don't dis
put it down.
Information.
Mm-hmm.
So I voted for that one.
All right. Brad, what about you?
Mine was the straws one. Yeah. I am like, I like all of my drinks through a straw except for iced coffee. That I like through the new lids. But everything else, straw.
You drink milk through a straw?
I don't drink milk.
Okay.
That's sad for you and your life.
Well, you drink it all, so there's none left. He's always wanted to try it. Just he never get his hands on any. What's your pick?
I voted the statistics one.
Yeah?
That was funny.
I think the straws one. I hate going places and they don't have normal straws.
Yes.
And it is such a crap argument to think that you're saving the planet by changing the way people
the straws
use
are there
straws.
Whether you use them or not.
In a paper cup in a with a plastic lid, but no straw.
Look, I'm fine with a lot of that stuff. If you figure out how to do it well, great. If you figure out how to make a paper straw
we
that works just the
arrived
well.
We have at the
no,
straw solution.
We are not there. It absolutely ruins your drink.
The paper straws are awful.
They're terrible. And I haven't seen a viable alternative that's not plastic.
There's
I mean, anything else they try.
There's one that's made out of sugar.
What?
How long does that last?
It's better than the paper, but it's not at all preferred. It changes the way you experience mm-hmm. the
it
beverage.
Does.
Yeah. I would think for the positive in that case.
Well, it's not. I mean, there's not like an effect of sweetness that comes through the straw. It's just what it's made out of. But it's still just like when you drink through a paper straw, it doesn't take very long before the straw is a huge, huge negative effect on drinking a Diet Pepsi or something.
Yeah, you've seen. I mean, I'm sitting here drinking this for the last hour and a half. If you put a paper straw in a drink, you just basically put a piece of trash in my drink for the next hour and a half because it just falls apart in it.
Jen Teske was out there earlier, and she was very passionate about this one. She commented, the straws, definitely the straws.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that the way people were with COVID with toilet paper is that she was that way with straws. And so people always buy her straws because she likes the regular straw, not the paper.
I always have this, like a Yeti of some sort. This is mine from Fire Creek Snacks that they sent me, that
if it's a Yeti and it's got a lid on it that you can drink out of, I still want a straw. And I bought these silicone straws and I like them, and I drink a lot more water when I have a straw in it because it's easier to do that than that. I mean, I don't know that anyone else has the drinking problem that I do, but if I drink out of this cup, I'm going to spill it on myself every single time. If in one serving of water here, I probably will spill it on myself two or three times.
The problem with making them where you're drinking out of the spout is that the ice gets caught in it as you turn it.
It's just a mess.
And then the water comes out at a different speed every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. I think it's interesting that it's pretty spread out here on these four different takes. And I think it's hilarious that Elon Musk is using Twitter to tell people that chocolate milk is insanely good while he's buying Twitter.
Yeah.
You think, real quick, round the horn here, do you think that he's still going to complete the purchase of Twitter? Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I do.
I do too. He might get it for cheaper.
Nope. I think that's what he's trying to do. Yeah, that's what he's trying to do.
Yeah, I think so too. Thank you, folks, for being here today. A reminder that I will be moderating the Governor's Forum, the Illinois Republican candidates that will be at that Governor Forum at Hofbrau House tomorrow. Connect with the St. Clair County Republicans to find out more information about it, sharing it on my Facebook page as well. And check out the Annie Fry Show podcast. The Mark Reardon Show up on 97.1 FM Talk next.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.